Shout out to Anytime Mailbox, all right? Me and LaShawn hate going to the mailbox. We always forget, so this is perfect for people like us. You get access to your mail 24/7, so that means no more driving to your mailbox or waiting until you come back for a trip to get your mail. All right, so look, so basically they get your mail, and you get access to it 24/7. It's a cloud-based platform and enables you to view and manage your mail anywhere in the world. You can get this on any device, PC, Mac, Apple, Android, smartphone, any tablet, you name it, they got it covered. You can get it as low as $6.99 a month. All right, so go to the link in our bio on Instagram, get signed up, let them know we sent you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You are now listening to My Last Nerve Podcast.
I get it ready. That's not what you wanted.
No, I didn't. And I also didn't expect you to come home and have this bonnet on your head.
First of all, I had deep conditioned my hair today because I'm getting it done on tomorrow for this date that you might not be going on.
Anyway, y'all, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of My Last Nerve, the podcast show. I don't know why you looking at me like that.
Because I have threatened you. I don't know how many
times. That's fine. Times LaShawn, I've been wanting a night to myself, you know, just to be in my lonesome for a long time now. So if that's what it's going to come down to, then that's fine. You keep threatening me.
Well, how about I book you a room next week so you can go to a hotel and go to sleep or do whatever you want to do.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You know what? Because I know for a fact that what is it called? 99 cents per hour.
What? Whatever.
You know, one of them little motels over there for 35.
What the? You really getting on my damn nerves. Anyway, how y'all good people doing this week?
We doing good, Chasen.
I know what they be saying. Hey, I hear you. I'm glad you been doing good, baby. Take care of yourself. Fellas, what's happening, you know?
Hey, King, we doing good.
Hey, man. Salute, my boy. Salute.
They not saying that.
They are saying that. You a goddamn hater. Anyway. All right. Let's just jump into a few things. I'm just going to be transparent as possible. This week was very tough for me as a parent.
Why?
I was just struggling to kind of understand or make sure that we're doing or I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as, you know, a parent.
Are you talking about because progress reports came out? It's my dad.
Partially. So I have been, you know, I don't know what it is with Carson, but Carson keeps wanting like to jump on me and be on me and keep being around me and show me stuff. And, you know, a part of me feels like, oh, that's my baby. She, you know, she wants to be all over me. And part of me is like, get the fuck off of me. Leave me alone. You know, and I don't want to feel that way because that means am I, you know, not being a good father. But
I think,
you know, but I also I don't want ever want to lose this. You know what I'm saying? As she gets older, I always want to make sure that, you know, I'm the apple of her goddamn eye. You know what I'm saying?
So you still want Carson when she turned, you know, 24, 25 to be like, oh, Sunday I'm finna go over to daddy's house because me and daddy finna.
Yeah,
watch
but
the
sometimes
game.
I'm like, get the fuck off me and leave me alone. I go.
No, it's
and go
because this is what you do. When Carson does something very obnoxious, he laughs at it. So when she sees that he likes this crazy stuff that she doing, oh, she keeps doing it. And then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then that's when you get annoyed. Instead of nipping it in the bud, being like, that was funny. Okay, Carson.
I mean,
right. So you can't, which way do you want it? Yeah.
That's my baby. So, but you know, I don't want to feel.
You don't laugh
wanna,
when Chase
I don't
do
want to feel like
that.
Chase is old. So maybe when she gets 11, maybe I'm not gonna think the same thing. Maybe it's not gonna be cute then. But you know, Carson is still cute. But I also like get off me. I'm trying to take a nap. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, and I really think you should tell the people about progress reports because.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing with the kids, and you know, we're also struggling now with this virtual learning because I feel like they are not getting everything that they possibly could be being in a classroom setting. And the thing is with both of them, you know, let me touch on Chase because I was also disappointed as a parent this week. So we want our kids to do as well as they possibly can. We want the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
This week, LaShawn encouraged Chase to cheat.
No, I didn't.
You did. You encouraged Chase to cheat. Now, I was waiting to this very moment to talk to you about it because I was very shocked that you said to Chase verbatim.
To use the resources that he have at his hand while he's
taking
a cheat.
You gonna say to him, now, I ain't gonna tell you to cheat, but come on, bro. Think about it. You know, if you taking a test, why not just have it on the side right there? At your disposal to be able to look at why you're taking the tests. You're not even trying. And I get it. You know, they say the old saying is if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But my nigga, you just gonna blatantly tell your son to cheat?
All right, let me tell my side. My side is this. I understand that my child is struggling. And I understand that my child, I'm for real, because I feel like elementary school was very easy for Chase. But I also think on the flip side that if he was in class, you know, not with the COVID thing going on, then he would be still his same AB student or whatever. And I think since the pandemic, I think Chase has been a little bit of stressed out. He has been just kind of all over the place in his thoughts. He doesn't know how to manage the work that is coming in. And so now we have buckled down and we've come up with a solution to those things. But Chase had a quiz and it was just a quiz. And he taking it at home. He already struggling with the class. Like, bruh, use the card.
Cheat, but nigga, you know, just had to show up, nigga. Come on, bro.
Okay, but let me tell y'all this.
What you said.
Let me tell y'all this. He made a 90 on that quiz.
So that's what we're doing now.
Let me tell you something. It's all right. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm trying to be Chase's cheerleader and his advocate at the same time. So, you know, whatever's gonna give him that little confidence booster so he can really feel like that, you know what, I can do this and I got people behind me that's gonna make sure I get it done. Hey, get it done.
Oh well, you know, at this point I don't really care. I mean, I ain't gonna say I was just the perfect student.
I know you was cheating. You told me.
I had people that looked out for me. So
I'm looking out for him.
All right.
So is you on team us or not?
Don't do that. So then I had a moment with Carson one of these days this week, and you know, I got frustrated. So she came down here asking for help. You know, it was one of the moments, and it was like,
doubles,
you know, what is 1 + 2? 5? No, it ain't no goddamn 5. You know it ain't 5. And I just started going off like, you supposed to know this. And I'm like, I know she know what 1 + 2 is. And for her to say 5, it just pissed me off. Like, I know you know 1 + 2 is not 5. Why the hell did you say it was 5? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I had one of the moments with her, and I just, you know, I had to catch myself and realize, like, y'all niggas need to be in school. But it's just like, all right, do we risk, you know, you catching the vid versus
that is not the nickname for it.
It is the vid.
No, it's not.
Kiss the vid. Kiss the 1-9. What? It ain't kiss the 1-9.
It's definitely not kiss the 1-9.
Why I gotta be kiss the Rona? Nah, let's call it. Let's smooth that thing out. You gonna kiss the vid or kiss that 1-9? That's about. You know, I don't want them to get that. So it's just like, maybe we just gotta, you know, buckle down a little bit more to make sure they do what they're supposed to with this home, you know, virtual learning. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. So now we got days of who's gonna check the homework. I did not agree to this
I'm
checking homework on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Chase doing homework on Mondays and Wednesdays.
I don't even know how to use they little systems, Google Classrooms and whatever the hell Carson uses. I don't know how to use that shit. So. Mm. You do, so.
You're a bad parent.
Your mother. All right, so great moment in history this week. They finally declared, you know, a president-elect, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you know what I'm talking about? So it was funny because Saturday night they finally, you know, gave the acceptance speech of the, you know, the nomination or whatnot. And, you know, it's a huge black girl, you know, magic moment.
Surely is. Whoop, whoop.
So I'm sitting on the couch and it's coming on and Carson is sitting on the couch with me. And I'm like, Carson, look, it's a black woman. You know, she's the vice president. Look, this nigga here. She looks up. Okay. Oh, okay. Anyway, Brandon, what are we doing? Where are we going? Where are we landing at in Fortnite? Where we? She didn't give a damn, and I don't blame her. She's six. I can't expect her to fully grasp, you know, what's going on, even though it is a very monumental moment in black culture and in black women and all of that type of stuff. But, you know, she was like, it's okay, cool.
But she also did say when we told her, she said it was just like that book that she read about Olivia being the president, the class president. And it was a little black girl named Olivia. She was running against this little white boy. And basically, she was trying to come up with a campaign, her and all her friends, and they got all together and stuff. She was like, oh, yeah, it's just like when she won and la, la, la. So let me tell you something. Is as sure as her mother, Quinshada LaShawn Edmond, has breath in her lungs, she's going to understand why this is a great time to be alive and black. So yeah, she most definitely gonna get it off this year. Yeah.
So speaking of her mother,
what's up?
There's some things I need you to understand.
What?
Don't let the fact that Kamala Harris is becoming the vice president get you fucked up.
Boy, shut up.
Let me further explain this.
I already run you.
Kamala Harris is the vice president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. And her husband is first husband.
You are first the vice president of this house.
Boy, bye.
Don't ever get it confused that I am the president of this household. And let me explain to you why.
He don't even know what be going on.
Let me explain to you why.
What?
If y'all kids is listening, have them go
in the
room.
This is not a family. This is not a family podcast. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Let me tell you what this nigga LaShawn gonna tell me.
What?
Kamala the vice president. So you know that means there's gonna be some more pussy eating going on around here.
I did not say that.
You a goddamn lie. You did say that.
I did not say that.
You a damn lie. Yes, you did. And the fact you're gonna get on this podcast and lie, I don't know who you think you are for you to tell me, LaShawn. Quinshada LaShawn, you gonna really sit here and say that you didn't say that to me?
I did not say pussy eating.
Yeah, what did you say then? What did you say?
I said it's gonna be some servicing.
No, you did not. You be vocal when you want to. That's what I was talking about in the last episode. You want to talk that shit, you know, here and there, but when it come down to it, you want to be, you know, shine shit, want to be
You guys, do
don't,
you
don't
really
you ever tell me because
that?
Don't you ever oh tell gosh. Me because it's a black vice president, it's gonna be some old pussy eating going on around here. That ain't got shit to do with you in this household. You understand me?
It is gonna happen.
LaShawn,
molding the regular.
So you mean to tell me the whole 8-year term that Obama was president, it should have been some dick sucking going on in this household?
No, he was eating that pussy because she the one who was really LaShawn, helping him out.
What the fuck?
Yep. If you really for black women, you will understand
what
the
does
power
that, have to
that
do
we
with,
hold.
What does that have to do with what you said, though? What you said to me?
You would not. You
tell
would
me,
not
tell
be
me
able
what that
to
has to
have
do
the
with
liberties
and
that
why
you
do you
have
feel
right
like,
now.
And why do you feel like you that gives you the capacity, the space, gives you the audacity to say that to me.
The election was saved by black women. So all men right now is really buying down to black women. The price then went up on black women. Okay? And you
I'm
definitely
glad I got you.
One.
I'm glad I got you why the price was low. fuck is wrong with you? No. I'm letting you know.
Why would you say that you got me when the price
You did. Was, I got you. I got low. You why it's low.
So but shut up. That's why your nose
I'm
is big. I'm going to
sell
head.
You when it's
Your hair ugly. Your eyes big.
Yeah, that's fine.
Your nose big.
We'll see if you're talking that same shit, you know, in a couple
when
of
When I'm
hours.
Getting serviced. Service.
All right. Kamala going to get y'all put the fuck out the house. I'm trying not to cuss.
Y'all, so you that's got gonna me, be you my got thing. Me out of my this is going to be my thing. So anytime y'all hear service. You know what that means, Donald Jason. Service.
Just like putting a little sauce on them grits.
That's disgusting. Move on. That is such a nasty. That is such a gross thing.
Woo. Anyway. All right. Let me just go ahead and get on to this. And I want to hear your feedback on this. This nigga here is really making it hard on three different categories of men. Pastor John Gray.
Man, I don't want to hear nothing about Fat Daddy.
Pastor John Gray.
Big stomach.
Once again, keyword again.
Y'all, this ain't even from the last time like this.
Again.
It's a new allegation.
He's having to apologize to his wife. For him being out in these streets.
But he said he didn't have sex with nobody this time.
LaShawn, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is why I kind of take this shit personal. Because you're making it hard on, like I said, three different categories of men. All
right.
One, the black man.
Okay.
Two, the Christian man.
All right.
Three, the man who did wrong and is trying to recover from doing wrong.
Okay.
Here it is. You are all three of these men in one, and you continue to do the same damn thing. And it's quite embarrassing. And it's quite embarrassing. It's like, bro, why do you keep doing this? Why do you? And I know people really, really be out there having like whole sexual addictions and all this type of stuff. But for you to be a man of the cloth, a black man, you somewhat of a celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Not somewhat. He is a whole celebrity.
But then the most important thing, when it's a whole campaign about
black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat, supporting our black women, protecting our black women, all of these things. And you just keep doing the exact same thing, my nigga. Why? Why? I don't feel like he should be a pastor no more. Like, how are you going to preach the word of God?
And he stepped back. He said he
needs to step back, step down, and never step up again. And the most important thing is, like, you keep embarrassing your wife. Like, how many times she going to keep accepting you back? You know what I'm saying? I know it's definitely important when it comes to marriage that you stick it out. Once you make those vows, those vows is death do us part, blah, 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 blah. But damn, when do you say it's enough is enough?
Bruh, let me tell you what. I think that Pastor Gray, I think his time is up. And this is the thing. Like, that's why I have a hard time buying into these bigger pastors with these bigger platforms who are very much so into a lot of the mainstream type things. And he was one of them. I feel like that he valued fame more than he did like the actual calling that, you know, he was called to. And so me personally, you know, I've never liked him. I never watched the show. He's always said a lot of controversial type things, and I just he never was my cup of tea. But baby girl, Aventer. I think that's her name.
Yeah.
Aventer, ma'am, y'all need to step all the way back and don't come back up front for at least a year or two. They need some serious marriage counseling, and he needs to figure out what is causing him to step out on his wife repeatedly. Like, he's done this twice in 1 year and then did it the last time at the latter part of last year. So he didn't even give sis no break. He didn't even give her no break. And then who is you? Also, who are these women who keep talking? talking to him? Who are they? This.
He paying for it. No, $40 here, $40
there. No, he ain't.
$40.
Not $40. He's doing a lot. He's doing a whole lot, and I don't care about nothing he got going on. If he ain't talking about, I'm going on Dr. Phil or I'm going. If he ain't on Ayana,
he need to lay in Ayana's lap.
On the ground,
in her lap, right under her bosom.
With their shoes off, and she need to rock him, because this is one of these things. I'm sick of him. I'm really sick of hearing about him.
Well, I mean, he's making it hard for niggas like me. I understand, you know, you start coming to the flesh, and I understand, you know, what he going through. But it's just like, bruh, it's like you doing this publicly.
I'm
like,
just
you,
trying you to making, figure out how come women don't.
A lot of people look stupid. You making your wife, you making yourself look stupid. It's just not a good look, my boy.
Women don't be succumbing to the flesh. Women be just in their lane.
That's all biblical. This is all, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, apple this and all of that serpent. This is biblical from my understanding. But, you know, women succumb to the flesh. They just succumb in different ways. And so they succumb sneakier than men. So
I don't know anything
but,
about that.
This big greasy ass need to chill out.
And then he making all these Instagram and Facebook and Yahoo press release and ABC and... Like, nigga, we don't care. We do not care.
Somebody care.
We don't care. She don't give a fuck. Let me tell you something. Whoa. Aventer, she is just trying to make sure that she just keep her bills afloat. You know what I'm saying? I feel on this. She just trying to be secure. Because after he done already made
really
you.
She probably really going through it, though.
She might be, but it's a different type of going through when you broke and you going through. And then when you got a little money, you going through. It's different. Cause if think about it, ain't you able to deal with your man cheating on you if your man got a whole bunch of money versus if your broke ass man cheating on you? He ain't even got no money. He can't buy you nothing to make you feel better. He extra broke. A bitch was trying to fuck with him, and you know I'm like, how you gonna split a penny? You know what I'm saying? How you gonna split a penny?
Well, a nigga can be broke and still cheat.
That's what I'm saying. So it makes you even madder, because it's like, you broke and you want to cheat on me. Like, bitch, you if you want him, you can have him, but it's credit bad. And he pay a lot of bills over here.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, that's how it be, Chad.
It all makes sense now. That's why you was whooping my ass.
When?
Never mind.
Jason is lying.
I see why, because I was broke.
When?
And I still had the audacity to be in them streets.
When?
So that's why you. That's why you was when, back in the day. LaShawn,
back in the day, when did back I whip when your I, ass?
You. I mean, you had put your. You ain't really like put your hands on me. Yeah, you did. It was on 220, and but you had whipped me verbally too. And it makes sense why you were so mad. Other than you know just a you know sheer point of me, you know, cheating. But
it's the embarrassment for me. If you haven't ever known, it's the embarrassment. Well, I don't like to be embarrassed.
Well, God is good, and He delivered me. I hope He deliver Pastor John Gray fat ass. Stank anyway, ass. All right. So another situation happened, and I kind of wanted to get your point of view on it. So Ari, now she hasn't done or doesn't do anything.
Who is Ari?
See what I'm saying? She doesn't do anything but be an Instagram, you know, little Instagram little girl. But Ari is Moneybagg Yo old lady, and G Herbo, who's a rapper, his baby mama, who is dating Tiana Williams, who is Fabulous and Emily daughter. Basically what happened was,
I don't know none of these people.
Okay.
It's okay.
So that's why I got to keep up what's going on in the streets, because our kids going to be in. I got to be on top of it.
But he don't want to keep up with no schoolwork. Okay, but let's go.
See,
ahead
that's what everybody got their roles. Know yours and shut your mouth. Anyway.
Boy, don't play with me.
So, basically, You know, G Herbo and, you know, Ivory, they're no longer together, but they got kids together, and G Herbo is with Tiana. There was a picture taken of Tiana with G Herbo and Ari's baby.
Okay.
And Ari asked the photographer who posted the picture to take that picture down because she states that she, meaning Tiana, told her out of her own mouth that Yoshan, that's the baby name, does not like her. So I don't want my son uncomfortable. So basically, you know, two separate families. He was with the daddy, and the baby was being held by the girlfriend. And there was a picture taken. And she didn't want that picture up because she feels like her son don't like her. My issue with this whole situation is that, because it could be vice versa, my issue is that Ari is hella very, very immature. Because in the picture, the little boy's not crying. He's not upset. And if you have her phone number and y'all are in a position to where y'all communicate with each other, being the stepmom and you being the mom, and y'all can communicate with each other about you all's child, then y'all are at least in the position where y'all are cordial with each other and y'all are cool with each other. Why would you even say that I don't want my baby to be photographed with you because she don't like you, because he don't like you? Well, that just tells me that you're not even making it a point to say, hey, this is the woman that your father is choosing to be with. You know, you need to like her. You need to be. Now, the baby's only like 2-3 years old.
Oh, he ain't that old. Oh,
he ain't that old. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, my goodness. I thought it was somebody that was like 6-7 years old.
No, he was only like 2-3 years old. So he's acting like a 2-3 year old would be.
They
so
are not you like being, you over any damn
thank
thing.
Thank you. So
too.
Why are you being so immature to say, I don't want my baby photographed with her? And she's doing what she's supposed to do, because if she got a relationship with the daddy,
she definitely needs to establish one with the child.
She's established one with the child. And then y'all have a relationship to where y'all got each other phone number, mm-hmm. and y'all are communicating about the child. So at least y'all are cordial enough in that fact. Why is you being stupid like that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just think that this becomes a little bit complicated when you're dating. But I do think that if you guys have a open line of communication with all parties at hand, it shouldn't be like this. I honestly think that he is being a 2-year-old because they're just temperamental. And so I don't know a 2-year-old that can pretty much articulate the fact that they don't like somebody on a consistent basis. You have to really be mistreating a child for you to be able to see that they don't fool with you. And then if they don't fool with you, they do not fuck with you at any points of the time. You can't touch them. You can't look at them. They don't want you doing anything to them. And so I just think that's highly immature. But I do think that if you are dating somebody and you at odds, you and the daddy or you and the mama at odds, y'all partners, it shouldn't have nothing to do with them. And that definitely should not affect how a child respects an adult, period. Because at the end of the day, if this lady not mistreating him, not doing anything to put him in harm's way, and she is actually being a guardian towards him when he is with his dad, then they need to be respectful. And kids are going to emulate the way that you respect another adult.
Correct. And so it should be supported. It should be cultivated.
So at the end of the day, it should always be like, no, you know, don't talk to Miss so-and-so like that. We're going to be nice to Miss so-and-so. We're going to get her a birthday gift. Because you have to show your child that we are going to be respecting another adult. It doesn't matter if we have a difference of opinion or whatever. It's never gonna trump the fact that we want you to do well, or we want what's best for you. So I most definitely think that's just childish, you know. But ain't they like under 25, everybody?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's people that are young parents. So at the end of the day, you know, it still got to be addressed, no matter how old they are.
It really don't even matter, y'all.
It could be right. I mean, if they end up being a situation to where they do get married, they are in a you know a you know, for real relationship, then yeah, it just needs to be you know, that just ain't right. Because it could be vice versa. Because if he don't like being around Moneybagg Yo, G Herbo shouldn't be like, I don't want that nigga touching my son.
Yeah,
nah,
that's gonna be stupid.
Nah, it should be with, you know,
let's go talk to him. Let's go see.
Make sure you know, this is what I want. This is what I expect, you know, around my son. As long as you respecting that, then, you know,
let your son see you having a conversation with this particular person, and he's seeing you being an advocate for him. So you can say, oh, little boo boo, why don't you like so and so? What's going on? This your friend? That's your dude. But
that takes maturity, and some people don't.
And it's gonna be something stupid like, he wouldn't let me eat my Oreos in the bed after they told me to go to bed. Like, it's gonna be something stupid like that.
Well, it just takes maturity. So if you're in this type of situation to where, you know, you're not with your baby father or your baby mother, and you with somebody else and they with somebody else, I think it's just best for the kid that you know, everybody is pushing everybody to be somewhat of a family.
But also, I also think that these young kids need to stop bringing people around their children so early. So if you don't got like,
but they all been together for a couple, but like both of these couples been together for a couple years, so it's just like,
this girl ain't been together with Moneybagg Yo no couple of years.
One year,
and he gonna be on to the next one.
Anyway,
I'm just saying.
Love is love, baby.
All right, all I'm saying is, niggas for real.
Dying. Niggas are settling down.
All right, so what I'm saying is, for real, is that you might want to make sure that you build some stock up in the person that you with, so that you won't be introducing your children to different people and they having to get acclimated to different people over and over again. That's a point right there, too.
It is a point. That's a point. Good point, baby. That's a good point.
Man, point your ass on to the break.
Now, one more thing. So, so we one of our least favorite shows that we like to watch is back on.
What?
And I'm Ready to Love is the worst show.
It is because it's so
unrealistic, to where you have this group of people that are, you have 20 men, 20 women, and then you forcing these people to find somebody within these 20 other people within, that they are in love with, or to fall in love with within a short amount of time.
Well, no, I'm saying like, well, each week they eliminate people, you got to build a connection with somebody.
So here's the thing. So this season now, because of COVID, they're on a resort. So they're doing this all on a resort. They don't leave. They're spending the night. They're living in the same situation. So it's very unrealistic. So when the past episode, it's like the second episode, what bothered me is that one of the gentlemen was let go because of one of his comments. They were talking about you know, somebody had kids and blah 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 blah. The girl gonna say to him, well, I got two kids, and if you got three kids, that means you gotta take care of all eight of us. And his comment was one that I agree with. It was like, what? What, how that mean that automatically? And I get where both sides are coming from, but
yeah, I'm confused.
Well, no. He didn't have kids. I don't think he.
Yeah, that he boy didn't he have didn't kids. Have. He right. said he.
Yeah,
that
okay,
girl,
that's what it was. So yeah,
that girl only had two kids.
And he had two. He didn't have no kids, and she was like, "You got to take care of all four of us, all five of us, or something like that." And he was like, "What?"
He said, "Why I got to take care of your kids right off?"
Correct, and for her to say that, I felt like she was out of line.
I don't think so.
She was out of line for y'all to be dating and be like, well, you got to take care of all of us. So y'all start dating, you got
to
take care of all of us.
So you just want him to offer it up?
You're supposed to build up to that. You're supposed to build up to that.
But that's
no
her
way.
Expectation, though. Her expectation is
so
that.
That's okay?
No, but I'm saying like this. If I'm going into a relationship, I want that person to know when we get serious, you're going to be assuming responsibility for my children, period. And that's what happened. So don't let Chasen fool y'all, because Chasen, when we first started dating, come on, squint up.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't go like that, because
you did. I never said that you had to take care of my child, but you did it very quickly.
It wasn't quickly.
It was quickly.
But my thing is, she made that a point to say, well, you're going to have to take care of us. You never made it a point to say, Chasen, you're going to have to take care of me and mine. No, you never did that. That happened naturally. That happened because out of the love I have for you.
They on the show. You got to go and say what you going to need to say.
That's what I'm saying. Don't send him home for a natural reaction because what she said was wrong. His reaction wasn't wrong. He shouldn't have been sent home for that reaction. That wasn't wrong. She was wrong for saying that. It was the way that he said it. With her big greasy ass.
That's the way he said it. He should have said, well, yes, I intend on being a provider. Once I establish a relationship with you and your children and I see that we're working towards something that is, you know, gonna blossom into something like a family, then yes, as a man, I'ma assume responsibility for everybody in my household. That's not what that old lame ass nigga said. Why he sitting up there wearing all that old gaudy ass jewelry with a fucking polo on, and then it was on top. It was then he had it sitting on top. It was so ashy. And anyway,
my thing is,
so he didn't word that right because a man that really have intentions on taking care of you, they gonna always be intentional about the way that they say things. He don't want to take care of nobody's child because he can't take care of his damn self. And that showed with the clothes that he had on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it did. Ladies, my ladies know. If you
greasy ass women on that damn show, they not taking care of themselves.
It's about four of them that's real cute on there.
But that's why the show is unrealistic because you have them in this short period of time. They gonna put their best foot forward. I need to see what your dirty ass look like, you know, on a regular basis. You know.
Well, one of them on there, she's being her regular self.
She's greasy. But that show just teach me that I'm glad I got me somebody now because dating at 40, 50 years old is not cool. It's tough. It's just very.
One of them was a
that nigga was guitar. 52, and that nigga played
he was a guitarist for G-Wine and somebody else.
That's
all
he kept saying. They sent his ass home to
Tank.
He
had six kids by five different women.
Yeah, I'm glad I got you now because.
You better keep me.
If I got a date at 40, I'm just gonna be trying to find something to hunch because I ain't got time to be
disgusting.
I ain't got time to be, you know, shooting the shit and being nice and cordial and shit. No,
I'm gonna divorce you, but I'm gonna make your life a living hell.
What are you talking about divorce? What are you doing? What are you talking about?
You said if you had to find somebody,
right,
else,
but I'm just
saying.
Talking.
I'm right. Speaking hypothetically,
you know,
too.
It's time for break. That's what time.
All right, and we're back. So, Chasen, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and I think it is time that we talk to our listeners, especially the new couples. How should they handle their first holiday as a couple?
The answer that I'm going to give is not what you think. Oh, so you probably want to just go ahead and start getting into the topic, getting deep right into it because,
okay.
It's not going to go well, okay. How you think it's going to go.
Right.
So,
okay.
If you really wondering what you should do, if it's really stressing on you, playing on your heart, just listen to me. I'm going to help you through it. Don't you worry.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, you guys, we are talking about Thanksgiving together. And, you know, I like to think of Thanksgiving being the holiday where you can kind of like sit back and you can peep everything out, you know, especially if you started your relationship at the top of the year. So, you know, Easter, you were probably with your folks during Easter and, you know, 4th of July, y'all probably kicked it a little bit. You know, it was real light. It was light because you probably came, but you were hanging out with the girls, you know what I'm saying? With all the girls in the family. You weren't really, you know, co-mingling like that because that's kind of like how some holidays are just set up. But Thanksgiving is where you can sit back and you can watch everybody. You can be like, you know what? Am I really like ready to like, you know, settle down? Or, you know, you could be looking back saying, do I want to marry into this family? You can see all of the play sisters come out. you know, the play sisters. It is. It is. The play sisters with the quotation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The play brothers. That's my play brother. That's my big brother. Because they part of the family. Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, you got that. You any lingering exes, you know, who want to. I came by to say hey to your mama. Like, bruh, go on. So, you know, I think that Thanksgiving is a social holiday, you know, where people kind of, you know, drive by, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm going to do my blocks. I'm going to bust a block at Auntie's house. I'm going to go over there to my Uncle John's house, blah, blah, blah. But Christmas is real intimate. You know, you kind of like tend to want to stay
at home. This is just your opinion.
No, this is everybody's opinion. Y'all, no, ain't not. This y'all opinion too? No, yup. Mm-hmm. So anyway, today we are going to kind of break down, trying to give y'all little tips because we want y'all prepared when y'all go out for Thanksgiving with y'all mask on. Or even if y'all going to do a virtual Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? We'll just make sure y'all got all the tools to be successful for Thanksgiving. So I'm just going to jump right in. I mean, you know, when I was kind of doing my research, you know, from the street and from the books, you know what I'm saying? I figured out that the number one thing you're supposed to do is before y'all go anywhere together, especially Thanksgiving, you're supposed to bring clarity to the relationship. You are supposed to answer the question, so what are we? You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't kind of defined what you guys are, you need to kind of at least give a generalization. So I'll say, oh, well, you know, yeah, I really like your company. I think we're casually dating at this time. Or somebody can say, hey, I consider us, you know, being serious, you know. So you want to just kind of, you two want to come up with a game plan. Because the last thing you need is a nosy auntie, nosy uncle, a spiteful ass sister, anybody like that asking y'all questions that does not even, you know, kind of define your relationship, or you haven't even talked about these things. So whether it's like marriage or babies or anything like that, if y'all are on the game plan, then, you know, ain't nobody going to be asking y'all nothing crazy. That's the
problem. We talking about Thanksgiving, going to eat, and here it is, marriage and babies is brought up.
But that's, people do
that's
that.
That's entirely too much. Oh, that's too much.
You know what, Lisa? Lisa, you 43 years old, and this is your boyfriend. Y'all thought about having a baby yet? You know you can't have none after 45.
See,
people will do that. They overstep their boundaries, but they do that if you do not, you know, define what you have with your partner, and then you come in being the spokesperson. So if I came to your house and somebody said, LaShawn, girl, you 43. You ain't having no kids yet. You supposed to say, me
first
and LaShawn.
First of all, Tracy, you got me fucked up.
That's
let me
not
tell
what
you about
say.
Your dog ass.
No, nobody
you around here telling me. You around here telling me
nobody.
What I need to do.
No,
you remember back in 96 when you were strung out. And that's where you just supposed to automatically go
nah,
on defense
you don't do that.
And start calling them out on their stuff. So therefore, they'll leave you alone for your stuff.
All right.
But that's just my little tidbit right there. And there, I ain't even got it at my points yet, but go ahead.
All
right.
No, you're not supposed to do that, you guys. Yeah. You're supposed to establish a united front.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and see, if you
exactly.
establish.
If you establish
a united front, then it won't be. You're going to skip the surprises. You're not going to have any surprises out there. So, you know, if y'all
I'm
are together.
I'm being real
with
the people.
Nigga,
I'm being real with the people.
I'm being real with them. Don't nobody. You ain't got to talk to Auntie Tracy like
yeah,
that just
you do,
because
if y'all on a united front, it needs to be discussed. If somebody come at us sideways about our relationship, about where we stand, marriage, babies, whoever's house that is, whoever's family that is, they need to step in right then and there and go ahead and shut that down.
But also,
whether that's throwing back insults or
no.
whether that's saying, we ain't doing all of that. We here to eat and just have a good time, watch some football.
Okay.
Play a couple boy games and have a good time. Don't worry about that. Mind your business.
Okay. But this is okay, but I'm okay, let me bag it up. This is under the pretense. This is under the pretense
Uncle
that
Johnny,
you have
just got
already
out of jail.
Hold on. This is under the pretense that you have already met the parents, or that you know You know, you've already met his parents, or you already met her parents, or something like that. Well, you know, you already had some type of encounter with them. So if you did that, you can skip any of the surprises, because what you're holding on to the fact of is that mama already told Auntie Tracy that Lisa was coming over. That's Jeremy's new girlfriend. And don't be asking her about no babies. Don't be asking them about when they get married. My thing is, so that's what I'm saying. That's how they're supposed to go. No, and then after, you know, you didn't confirm with mama. Jeremy confirmed with mama and was like, mama, Lisa actually is coming. Mama gonna go ahead and play interference. Gonna tell nosy Tracy, look, don't be asking them about no kids. Now, if Tracy want to buck up after she done had two glasses of Lambrusco, and she want to buck up, then at that point, because mama already told you, she told Tracy, right? Then that's when you can go ahead and be on the defense.
So let me just go ahead and just jump right on. Because you're speaking in a way that this would be a perfect situation. This is not how the situation is going to work out for a lot of people.
I had set the tone.
So the tone is off. Okay. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. All right. So ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is not the time for it to be the first time that you meet your partner's family. If you have never met them,
you should not be in
the holiday. I don't care how long y'all been together. 6 months, 8 months, a month. Don't let Thanksgiving be the first day that you meet. It's just not gonna go how you think it's gonna go. There's gonna be a lot of surprises, you know, to LaShawn's effect. So don't. So just go ahead and stop that. And to be honest with you fellas, this the perfect time of year to say you ain't going, or y'all ain't going because of COVID. So today, this the perfect time. If it was any year, I don't give a damn if y'all been married for a long time, 10 years. This the year. If you don't like her family, and if she don't like your family, this the year. It's like, you know what, baby? It ain't even safe for us to even be going over your people's house. They don't even wash their hands any other year, so I know they ain't washing their hands this year. All right. We ain't gonna go over there.
We can move with them.
So
thank you, sir.
We can move it along, but just take those two points to heart.
Okay.
Again, if this is your first time meeting the other family, don't go. Try again. You know, meet up for brunch or something, or just swing by the house. And then also use this pandemic as an excuse not to go. Period. You can go ahead, baby. I got some more for the people after you keep going. Go ahead.
All right. So, jumping right back in, it would be a good idea to prep your partner on what does a typical holiday look like at your events. You know, you need to talk about the traditions, your family beliefs, you know, at Thanksgiving, are y'all planning out Christmas since all the family is together? Are y'all going to do a gift exchange? Is it going to be under $20? Is y'all doing kids only this year? Like, what y'all doing? So, you know, if your partner your partner just won't be caught off guard. You know, if you explain those things, you explain the family dynamics, you know, they can kind of probe you for questions like, okay, well, what is it that your family absolutely love? Do y'all play games? What are some of your family quirks? Are y'all drinking during Thanksgiving? Y'all folks don't drink? What is it? So if you kind of like explain those things before y'all even spend a holiday together, that right there, you know, it kind of sets you up, you know, for greatness.
Absolutely. And so let me stop you right there.
Okay.
This is where honesty comes in. You got to be honest with your partner. If you know that your auntie or your mama or your granny or anybody cooks something that's nasty, please tell your partner what to expect that's going to be nasty. One, so they don't insult it. Two, so they don't get it. And if they do get it, make sure they don't eat it. They just getting it to be nice.
Okay.
Please. Everybody knows that somebody cooks something every year that don't nobody eat, that is nasty, that is it just ain't it.
You know that's
the first time I went to Thanksgiving
with LaShawn.
You better not call nobody name out.
I ain't gonna call nobody name out, but there was potato salad. This is in fall, the November, end of November. Why the hell no potato salad is being made for Thanksgiving? I have no idea. But, you know, me being the nice gentleman that I am, I got it. LaShawn knew damn good and well I shouldn't have got that nasty-ass potato salad. And she allowed me to get the potato salad anyway.
Oh, wow.
And I don't forgive her for that. But just be honest with your spouse. Let them know if something is nasty not to get it. And then, you know, be honest. Let her know how the family goes. If it's going to be drinking involved, let them know it's going to be drinking involved. If they don't drink, or if you know somebody don't drink, or, you know, just let them know so they can prepare themselves on how to act.
Correct. So, we got that down. You also are supposed to be proactive about getting to know the family. So, you know, just be helpful when you come in. Hey, how y'all doing? So nice to meet you. Exchange pleasantries, all that good stuff. And if you already met the parents and are comfortable with them, reach out. Ask, hey, Miss Diane, do you need for me to pick up any more paper plates? You need me to pick up anything? Mr. Russell, do you need any assistance
people you keep naming?
People? Mr. Russell. Mr. Russell, do you need any help preparing a meal? Especially guys. You see her daddy out there on the grill. Hey, Mr. Russell, you need me to get that aluminum foil for you? You need a tin pan?
Don't do that.
Or whatever. All right.
That's a lie. Don't do that.
Second.
Let me finish. Don't do that.
You're also supposed to be, if you're going to someone's house for Thanksgiving and, you know, they're hosting it, it would be such a plus if you bring the host a gift. So it could be something small, a gift card. It could be a bottle of wine. It could be anything like that. You are supposed to do that while you're gift looking card. Like that. I'm just saying, if this person don't drink, what are you going to get somebody? You going to buy them a case of Kroger water? Shit. What are you going to get them?
That's a good idea.
Okay. If you do that and you are showing that, you know, you're grateful and you're extending gratitude for someone allowing you to come in their home and share their personal space during a holiday. So, yeah, that's something you're supposed to do, sir.
I mean, you can do it, but that's, you know, I disagree.
Okay.
You know. It all depends on whose house you're going to. Your spouse should be able to guide you in a direction of what's supposed to be done or what is expected. So don't be going outside while he frying a turkey. He don't want you in his way. Another man don't want you in his space. Stay your ass inside the house.
You go out. First of all, you came into another man's home. You have to go in. If he outside being preoccupied, you do. You go find him and you go speak to him. That is very rude and disrespectful. Mm-mm.
Act like very you didn't rude. Know he was outside.
No,
act
you don't
like
do
you
that.
Didn't know he was outside.
And y'all then, grown.
Hey, Mr. Johnson, what's going on, man?
Y'all doing all right? Remember that you're a grown man.
I am. I'm telling I don't want nobody coming up in my space unannounced. I want to know you coming in my space.
You knew that your son was coming home with his new girlfriend. Yes, you did. You knew your daughter was coming home with her new boyfriend.
Keep that nigga in the house.
No, if he raised white, he know that he's supposed to go as a man. He's supposed to go greet the man of the house. That is on everything. So do not listen to Chasen talking about these young kids. Young people.
Don't greet him at all, but I'm just saying.
You not supposed to be roaming around no other man's house without seeing him first.
Roaming around.
You, period. You supposed to go see that grown ass man. That's little coward boy stuff going. I'ma sit in here in the living room till I see Mr. Johnson. No, tell Mr. Johnson I'm here. Hey, how are you? Gotcha. Like that. And then you go back over there and sit down until she tell you, okay, look, my daddy. Go talk to my daddy, okay? Because I want you to propose to me next year. Go talk to my daddy. But if all else fail, guess what? Guess what you can do? If you don't want to spend time with Jeremy and his folks or Lisa and her folks, y'all split the day.
Well, so that's the
split
thing.
Split the day.
That's the thing. That ain't.
You can't split the day.
Well, my thing is,
because maybe like your family eat early and hers eat hella late.
I don't. Either way, wherever it goes, I feel like whatever time they say dinner is, go late. Go late. If they say they eating at 3 and y'all just got together and this is your first time meeting, I suggest y'all don't go till like 7 to everybody done 8. And so y'all can just get in and get out. That's my opinion.
That don't sound good.
That's my opinion. It sounds good to me. Therefore, you ain't got to be there long. Because if you go right at 3, you going to be there for a long time. You're going to be there all day. And that's just uncomfortable. So just go ahead. Go late. You know, go when everybody finna have dessert. Go and have dessert and kiki. They already talked about you. So then, you know, you ain't got to stay long. Then y'all can go ahead and go home and, you know, get a little Thanksgiving booty.
No. Next.
That's my opinion. You don't have to say next. No.
Yeah, it's going to be next. Next. Y'all need to make sure now. I know sometimes Jeremy pisses you off and Lisa, she pisses you off.
Jeremy and Lisa.
But guess what? Don't be arguing at each other's house at the first damn Thanksgiving you over there. Don't be arguing. Do not be doing that. If you have a big fight over the holidays, guess what? Take some time out. Y'all just not going to be together on Thanksgiving, okay? Y'all just don't need to be together. You need to calm yourself down, you know, or you can say, okay, look, we're not going to ride together. You can go and I'll be tagging along an hour later so I can get my thoughts together and collect myself. Because the last thing you want to do is have a full-blown argument and then it gets awkward because now people feelings gonna get involved. You got Jeremy up here arguing with Lisa at Lisa's house and her daddy is gonna be like, nigga, who the fuck is you talking to like that? Not my Lisa. He ain't talking to my girl like that. A lie. And then if you start, you know, getting a little antsy and getting neck rolling Jeremy, his mama gonna be like, look at this little floozy up here neck rolling my baby. Look at her. And then she gonna be telling her sisters and they gonna be like, look at her, she wore that tight sweater, she sure did, trying to show out her breasts. You know that's gonna happen. So just to go ahead and eliminate that, if y'all beefing, either don't go or y'all need to just be like, okay, we're gonna put this aside, but when we get back to the house, I'm cussing your mom. And then in another way, what you can do, you can establish a couple code, okay? So if y'all start feeling a little uncomfortable or, you know, your sister unintentionally offend me or my brother unintentionally offend you, you need to have some way to communicate with each other privately and being like, look, you might want to tell your sister with her bald head ass to not look at me like that and don't snatch nothing from me again. You mean to tell me she snatches shit from me and she can't even blend her leave out with her weave? You really might want to get your sister.
Okay.
It is. That's you got to have a code. So therefore, if your sister or my brother or somebody, you know, offend one of us, we need to be able to be like, okay, look, we need to step to the side. If that's me sending you a text message, we're going to go meet up at the car. And I'm like, look, you might want to tell your brother to stop asking me to play games with him on the phone. I don't want to play with him. Like, stop. Tell him not to do that.
If it's a little kid, then you don't have no choice.
No, if I'm saying your brother like 27, I'm 25, and he like, I keep sending you the game request to your phone. Like,
no, you need to keep playing because clearly something is wrong with him. He's special needs.
No, he not special needs. He trying to holler at me. Your brother like me.
What?
Yeah, brother been looking at me.
That's inappropriate.
It's not. It's shit like that happen. You might have a cousin that might like you.
It's not funny.
I might have you come over to my house for Thanksgiving, and I got a cousin, Sharonda. She keep looking at you like, I can take you to the bathroom. You want me to show you where the bathroom at?
Yeah, no. Hey,
get your ass slapped. Yeah. Next.
Well, I think it's important. I just feel like it's important that, you know, men, women, you know, you this is your time to put your best foot forward. This is your time to put your best foot forward. You need to again ask, you know, what do people normally wear on Thanksgiving? What you wear is going to be important.
That was a total. I was gonna get to that, but go on, here you go. Go on. Go on, tell them what they need to wear, because we need Lisa not to wear that tight ass sweater. Go
well, you just mentioned it, so
go on ahead.
Because well, here's the thing: you saying Lisa don't wear that tight ass sweater, but you wanna make a good impression on everybody.
So who's looking at Lisa with the tight sweater?
When your uncle see you, that's you. I see you, boy. Look at you, boy. Look at my boy. I see you.
That's nobody. A good th- that's why would a good, you want your uncle to be looking thing. At me sexually?
I didn't say he was looking at sex. Looking he was. At you sexually, but you know, you want to make a good impression on everybody. You don't want to be looking like plain Jane, little ugly Betty. But you also want to be looking good. You want the men in his family to be like, oh, he got him a nice looking young lady. But you also want the women to say, okay, she's nice. She look good. She's somewhat presentable, somewhat. So you want to now, fellas, you don't want to have your pants hanging around your ass. You want to pull your pants up. You want to make sure your shirt fit. It ain't too little. It ain't coming up above your belt. It ain't baggy. You got on, you know, a decent. Put you a polo on. Put you a button up on. You ain't got to wear no steel toes. But you know, you want to look nice. Now I suggest you might want to put you some tennis shoes on, because you know this is Thanksgiving. Niggas might go outside and shoot some hoops. They may go play a little football outside. You want to be prepared for it. You want to go ahead and just be involved. You want to just be out there. So you want to just make sure you dressing appropriately, because that's a big thing. That's a big thing. You also, when you get full, you want to make sure that you know, you're able to be comfortable, especially if you don't get there late. Like I suggest, you get there early. You there all day. But go ahead with your next little point, since you don't want me to talk.
Yeah, I do want you to talk, but I'm just gonna skip it, that one, because you know what, you are right. You do need to dress appropriately for the occasion. But you know, I don't know how y'all do things, but you know, some
you had a bodycon dress on that one time you came to Thanksgiving with it, and it was short.
No, I didn't.
Just letting you know.
I don't think I did. But if you say I did, whatever. It don't matter. Y'all had tacos and shit, so I ain't had a dress. What? Yeah. That's another story. But also, what you need to be doing is y'all need to be able to redirect sensitive topics. You know, so earlier we talked about, you know, we want to make sure that Aunt Tracy don't say stuff she ain't got no business, you know, saying. But if somebody should, maybe somebody, a cousin might come and say something. You know, if somebody should ask you a question that's going to make you feel uncomfortable, it's a little bit too personal, practice giving a general answer. You know, don't just turn up on that person and be like, that ain't none of your business. You know, you minding my business and I don't like that. Or you paying too much attention to me, and don't do that. Don't say stuff like that. Just have a poised response. Well, you know what? Jeremy and I, we have only been in our relationship for 6 months. So right now we're really not interested in moving in together. We are still getting to know one another, and I just appreciate you guys inviting me over at this time. Could you please pass the macaroni? You know, just nip it in the bud. When you do that, people are like, oh, okay, you know what? I wasn't supposed to ask that, but you know, she was very polite. She got me together politely. So that's something that you can do. But also, if somebody, like Chasen said, somebody keep going on, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself, but do it in a way where, you know, it's has a little, how should I say, decorum to it. It's tactful, you know, it's nice. And you might want to deal with them directly. You want to pull them to the side. Hey, Aunt Tracy, don't ask me things like that. You know, don't ask me, am I having another baby? Because I had a miscarriage 3 months ago before I met your nephew, okay?
But I feel like that's the responsibility of whoever's family it is to go ahead and step in and take care of that right then and there. And take care of it in front of everybody and take care of it out loud.
Why? Okay. What about this? Now, in the Black family, I haven't seen too much of this, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. Are people staying the night at their mom's and dad's house and then thinking like, wow, I'm going to go and have sex too? Because if that's the case, you know, the golden rule is to, if you gonna go ahead and get you a little sexy, you need to lock up the door and you need to keep the noise down, because it's very offensive to be having sex under your parents' roof. You know what I'm saying? They kind of just don't want nobody sexing if it ain't them. And if you just really just need to get it out, make sure y'all leave all y'all oils and gadgets and stuff like that at home. This is a real tip. It's leave the extra naughty stuff for home. Don't be bringing
just
your
basic.
Do the regular. Do the up and down. First just of that. All, do that. Don't just go wilding out and putting on y'all costumes and plugging in the red light and all that. Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that. What also could be so cute, you could be like, you know what? If you do good at my parents' house, I'm gonna give you a little sunshine. And that's called the post holiday rump. That's what that's called.
So I just suggest, you know, if you are able to do so, just get you a hotel. Just get you a hotel. You're gonna be more comfortable.
So you don't think that just apply to us?
Just get you a hotel. Okay. Just get you a hotel.
Don't even.
If you want to be comfortable, especially if you're going out of town, you want to feel like you're out of town, go ahead and get you a hotel. I already suggested you go late to the Thanksgiving dinner. Now you staying, waking up there? No. And then if the daddy is really the daddy, he going to know that you know, trying to stick your, you trying to get something from his daughter. And that's just not going to go right. You're not going to feel right. She may feel right, but, you know, just get you a hotel. Just go and get you a hotel, my boy.
All right.
Get you a hotel.
Well, I'm just going to kind of just veer off a little bit and just basically say, okay, we already gave y'all some awesome tips for if y'all gonna spend the holiday together, right? But just say y'all decided, nah, we ain't gonna spend holiday together. If y'all not, then, you know, before he go off to his folks and you go off to y'all your folks and, you know, y'all whatever, it would be good just so that they can kind of know, tell them about one of the most favorite Thanksgivings that you ever had. You know, just take a walk down memory lane, you know. And then that gives your partner the opportunity to kind of ask about your traditions and, you know, and they can kind of adopt some and say, hey, well, maybe, you know, especially if you got to go out of town and go see your family, they might say, okay, well, you know, maybe, you know, next year or maybe during New Year's Eve, we can kind of do some of the stuff that you did at home. Or maybe they're not going and you just going and they're going to stay at the house. You know, you could do something so that they don't feel homesick. So you could do that. Y'all can decorate y'all place together. Y'all can have a pre-Thanksgiving meal with just both of y'all. And then y'all can go off and do y'all thing together. That would be a good idea.
Well, I just feel like if you decide to spend a holiday with somebody, I feel like that's the time where you're going to say, all right, we serious about each other. If you're not serious about each other, if y'all just talking, please don't go. Just ask him or her to bring you a plate home. Just ask him or her to bring you a plate at the end of the night. That's probably best. Now,
what about the couples that's like been dating for a long time and then they really don't have no sight of getting married or anything like that?
Stop wasting the family time and stop. You're
they still
asking,
shouldn't come.
You're asking for questions to be asked. You're asking to be looked at. But if y'all just going to be in a long term, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend situation, then go ahead and go. My thing is, once you decide to go, you know, y'all need to fully commit to going. Ladies, if you are going to his family's house, if you're going to his family's house, what's going to seal the deal and it's going to be looked at as if y'all are in a serious relationship and he is getting some from you is if you fix his plate.
What?
If you fix his plate, or if you ask him in front of the family, do you want me to fix your plate? Please understand that you are saying out loud that we are together. I'm sleeping with your son. This is serious. Y'all are in a seriously committed relationship.
Wonder if he fixed my plate at his folks' house.
Her, ain't no niggas fixing no woman plate. That doesn't,
yes,
that's
they
not
do.
Even how it go.
If you say,
don't
hey,
even go like that.
Hey,
nah,
boo,
no,
boo,
no, no, no.
I'm
don't
holding
go like
the
that.
Baby.
It don't
you
go like that. The baby?
Yeah,
oh,
like
no. If it's a baby, then
Yeah, look, cousin Kiki.
No, we don't.
I'm holding the baby. I just
put that little nigga on the floor.
No.
Put him on the couch.
No, they supposed to put him where? In their room where all the babies go to sleep in.
Yeah. So, other than that, y'all, if y'all not serious, y'all need to get up at the same time and go fix y'all plate together.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works. But if that's the case, if she fix your plate, hey, you have just said to the family, I'm the one.
Okay, so wonder if she do fix his plate and the guy like, damn, she
wanna
fix my plate.
Oh.
Then what? What happens then?
My boy.
You need to have a talk with her or what?
She ain't playing games. She trying to be the one. She trying
to
be the one.
I would love to know what the conversation is like after that. Do he bring it up in the comment like, so when we
that go back to
house,
that go back to your first you point. Y'all gotta have that talk of what are we? That goes back to that talk of what are we? If she's fixing plates, she's fixing ass.
Okay, that's all right.
That's true, and yeah, they y'all together for real, for real. That's just what that is. So just keep that in mind. If she fixing your plate, or ladies, fix his plate. If you just really want to be looked at as you know.
So that's the test for the ladies. So if she fix his either plate, way, whether if he it allows
his,
it,
whether it be for his family or your family, if we at your house. And you fix his plate in front of your family? Oh, you just told your family, you know, where y'all stand. That's telling your family where you stand. I'm fixing his plate. My other thing is, don't be afraid to display a little bit of PDA in front of your family during this time. You know, sit close to him. Fellas, put your arm around her. It's okay. This is the first step to telling the rest of your family that I'm grown. I'm in a grown-ass relationship. I got a grown-ass situation. I'm grown. This is my old lady. I rub her butt. She rub my butt. You know, we do grown things. So this is the time. Do not be afraid to display affection. Do not be afraid to be, you know, touchy on each other. And then my last point, ladies. Okay. If you really fucking with him, send him that text after everybody done ate and everybody chilling. Send him that text to meet you in the bathroom or meet you in the car.
Why? For what? They all finna go?
Go. You finna go somewhere. This is gonna take your relationship to another level.
Man,
when
no
you being nasty with your man on Thanksgiving.
Wow, you could have waited till you got home.
You could have, but the. Getting that text during the middle of family time that you're gonna do something nasty to him, I'm trying to help somebody out. I'm speaking to somebody. I could be speaking to you, but we gonna be at the house doing our own thing. So you can still send me that text if you want to.
I'm still waiting on my good morning text, but that's another episode. So yeah. These are
my tips of what y'all should do. These are important facts that y'all should understand, you know, during this holiday season. Holiday season.
Okay. So yeah, so just to kind of wrap it up, just make sure that you guys don't let the holiday experience define your relationship. So just say if something do go wrong, you know what I'm saying? It cuz you can't plan for everything. You know, just kind of dwell on the good things that happened and what your experience was like and how you can change that experience for the next time. So, you know, you guys can kind of just, you know, talk about what happened. If a conversation didn't go so well, if you guys felt like that, you know, this could have been avoided by saying this, that, and the other, just go ahead and have that dialogue. You know, it's okay. It's all right. But just understand that you just need to remain calm, be poised, and just kind of let yourself have a good time. Make the most of the situation. And last but not least, guess what? Y'all need to just honestly relax and go ahead and enjoy and plan New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? Because if the Thanksgiving went bad, you know y'all ain't finna be together for Christmas. So go ahead and plan that turn up, you know. End the year with a bang. Start the new year with a greater outlook on y'all relationship. And just keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, you have to let love be the rule of the day. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have love in your heart. So that doesn't mean love will conquer every issue, you know, but you got to remember why you're there in the first place. You're there in the first place to say, hey, I support this person. Okay.
That's not why you're there.
That is why you're there.
Okay. You're there to say, hey, who made the dressing?
No, you're not.
Because it's dry.
Well, that's rude. You know what?
Y'all have peach cobbler or sweet potato pie for dessert?
No, they're going to have
that's
pumpkin.
That's why we're here.
Because apparently some black people eat pumpkin.
I'm here to eat. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to get to know you or play with a June bug. I'm here to eat.
You got games on your phone?
And if you're not cheering for the Cowboys, then we just going to beef anyway. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's it?
For me.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I hope you guys can take these tools and, you know, apply them to your Thanksgiving. We would love to hear back from you guys. Let us know, hey, did this help you out any? Did it not? You know, was it trash? What? Just let us know. So, do you have a My Last Nerve for this week? Because yeah. I did, but I can't remember what it was. So maybe I'll remember.
You know, this is just a lot going on, as we all know. But niggas is not afraid to die. That's what? One thing I have learned and realized. Niggas is not afraid to die. And it's really bothering me. Because you niggas is out. You niggas is out. I know some of you niggas got COVID. I know.
Don't say that.
I do know because some of you niggas is out. Y'all stay out. Y'all got the 1-9. Y'all stay out. Consistently are out.
Are they asymptomatic?
Out. And y'all posting y'all being out. Y'all out. Niggas is out. And cases is going up. And I don't understand why they be out so much. Out every night. Not even every weekend. Every night. Just out. Then taking trips. Y'all niggas is out. Oh, nope. Y'all, none of y'all niggas staying at home now. Y'all niggas out. So I know some of y'all got it. So stay the hell away from me. Stay away from me. Mm. But, you know, y'all niggas just be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful.
Okay. Well.
Niggas is out.
My last nerve for this week.
They ready to meet Jesus ASAP. They want to see what he like. God, dog.
I mean, my thing is this. If you want to go out, I feel like you just need to go and do it the right way. Have your mask on. If you're going to eat at the restaurant, go on outside like they said. Sit on the patio. Or be in an area where restaurants are taking reservations. Where you know that they are situating people. So, therefore, you can social distance. It's all about how you are going to be carrying yourself. But, so, my last nerve for the week is... I feel like since the pandemic, and I think Chasen can kind of piggyback on this too, I feel like that there people have lost their everlasting mind, especially if you have a job in a customer service industry or you're the face of that person, you're the point person, whatever. There has been times where I have went to places where the customer service is horrible. I've called places, they have answered the phone, hello. And not, thank you for calling Crest Dealership. This is Jacob speaking. How may I assist you? Nah, it's hello. What? Who am I calling? Is this the right person? Is this the right establishment? What is going on here? Or you walk up to a place or you're in a restaurant or a mall or something and you're needing some assistance. People don't come up to you and say, hey, are you finding everything okay? Can I help you with anything? No. They want to sit up there and stare at you and have a stare contest.
They're putting their life at risk by being out trying to service you.
No. You don't put your life at risk for being kind and courteous. You can be kind and courteous having to be 6 feet apart. You can do that. Don't ignore my existence. Okay? Don't do that. Don't have me call a place.
This the LaShawn I like waiting to fight a nigga. Yeah, I like this LaShawn.
Don't have me call your establishment and you just answer the phone, hello. Do you own it? No, you don't. You are the fucking receptionist.
To little feisty.
So don't do that to me. So I'm gonna need for everybody to just go ahead, you know, gather themselves.
Before you gather the ass for them. Yeah. That's what I like.
Get yourself together. And don't forget that you are still in the working environment. Customer service is still needed. So you need to be able to, you know, attend to my needs promptly.
I'm attend to your needs promptly.
So, yeah, you guys. That's all I have for today. Cause you are crazy. All
right, y'all. Well, continue to prepare for the holidays. But for real, y'all be safe. Keep each other safe. Look out for other people. And just be nice, y'all.
Yeah, please be nice. All right, so that's it. We will see you guys next week. Bye. Keep up with everything My Last Nerve by following us on Instagram at My Last Nerve Podcast or on Facebook at My Last Nerve Podcast. You can send your listener letters to My Last Nerve Podcast Show at gmail.com. Keep up with everything.